So imagine going out to dinner on Valentine's Day alone. I know that's supposed to sound like a bad thing, but it actually wasn't. I had went up to New York this weekend to go to a party, and I had to eat. And I really wanted pizza, so I looked up a nearby pizza spot. And I just thought it was just going to be pizza, right? So I went in, and when I walked in, as I'm walking in, I'm hearing a jazz player sing this song, like a beautiful voice singing, and I walk in, and I'm like, oh, people are having dinner. Like, this is a dinner restaurant, you know? And I was like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. I'm like, oh, everybody's here with their boo. Like, these are the thoughts that I'm having as I'm like, standing at the front of the restaurant as the person that's about to take me to my seat is talking to me. And I remember seeing a very small availability by the bar, but it was really close to somebody else, and I didn't really want to be that close. So I took one more glance at the little bar stool, then I looked at the table where she said, because she was like, oh, it's the big table in the middle. And I was like, fuck it, let's do the table. Yeah, I know I'll be telling y'all selfish babes, if you're going out by yourselves, try to not do the bar as often. Try to sit on the floor, try to sit at the restaurant tabling, even if it's just you, right? It's gonna help you get out of your comfort zone and help build your confidence when it comes to hanging out by yourself. So anyways, I sat down at the table and I listened to some of the performance, right? Because they had a woman that was singing, and it was a black woman, and the waiter, when she saw me, she was like, oh, are you so-and-so's friend? And I was like, who? And she pointed to the singer, and I was like, no. And she was like, oh, she said her friend was coming. I was like, oh no, I don't know her. Sister from another mother. But she kind of just assumed, because I was a black woman and, you know, the performer was black, that we knew each other, because there really wasn't a lot of black people at the place. I just thought that was funny. But anyways, I sat down, I got my water. You guys know I love to put water in a wine glass. So it was Aquapana, which is one of my favorite waters. Okay, best water out there. And I ordered some jasmine tea because I was chilly and wanted something warm. And I also ordered this drink with mezcal in it. So then instead of getting pizza, which is what I originally wanted, I ended up ordering a squid ink ravioli pasta, lobster ravioli pasta, that was actually quite delicious. And so I just kind of recorded myself, as you guys see here, eating, listening to the music, enjoying myself, scrolling a little bit on Instagram, but also being mindful to not be on my phone as much, because I didn't want this to just be a phone date with myself. And I just thought it was funny, like, they were playing love songs and that was cute, but I don't know why I was like, you know, like, I'll go out to eat by myself any day of the week. Like, I don't mind that. You know, I will sit at the table. But for some reason, when I remembered that it was Valentine's Day, I was like, oh, shit. It just kind of caught me off guard, you know. But anyways, I think that's just perfect. It was just perfect with how it worked out. It was like, yeah, I had to eat. And yeah, it happened to be Valentine's Day. But hey, I can always eat with myself on Valentine's Day. And that's not a problem, because I love myself. I show myself love all the time. And I really enjoyed myself at this restaurant. When I flew in, I wanted to take my time getting ready for the party, because I like to not be frazzled and rushed. So I ate my food and then I took my drink to go and made my way back home to the Airbnb to get ready. But I just wanted to share this story with you guys. I just thought it was so funny that I was having dinner by myself on Valentine's Day, and how I kind of felt kind of caught off guard, like I forgot, you know. Shout out to the lovers, though, both in relationship and single. I just wanted to share this story with y'all. XOXO, Selfish Babe. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel for more vlogs. That's linked in my bio. Peace.
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes, like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They're silky, they are luxurious, they smell good, they feel good, they give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals: Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Linked below. Mwah.